BBC News with Julie Candler. More than 50,000 people worldwide have now died as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The figure of confirmed cases has also continued to grow, reaching almost 1 million. The United States, where there are more than 220,000 confirmed cases and more than 5,000 deaths, has now become the epicentre of the pandemic. The number of dead in Italy is now nearly 14,000. The main crematorium in the Italian city of Milan has closed its doors until the end of the month to deal with a backlog of coronavirus victims. More than 2,000 Milanese died of the disease last month. In France, a warehouse at the main Paris food market complex has been requisitioned as a mortuary. There's been a huge increase in the number of unemployment claims in the United States in the past week because of the impact of the coronavirus outbreak. Last week saw 6.6 million applications, more than double the previous week. NATO foreign ministers have asked the alliance's supreme military commander to help member states tackle the coronavirus pandemic. But the Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, stressed that NATO's traditional business was still being done, saying its responsibility was to ensure that the health crisis did not become a security crisis. Global oil prices have surged after President Trump said he expected Saudi Arabia and Russia to end a feud that has driven the price of crude to 18-year lows. Mr. Trump said he expected and hoped that the two countries would agree to cut supply by at least 10 million barrels. The chief executive of the video conferencing app Zoom has apologized for security and privacy issues following criticism from its users. Eric Yuan said the platform's usage had ballooned overnight, and despite working around the clock to support demand, the service had fallen short. BBC News.